Hello, America. Dave Hodges here at the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always a privilege and a pleasure to come before you. And we have a really important show for you today. We're going to take a look at current events. And I'm going to be asking our guest, Doug Diamond, some questions about his interpretation biblically, scripturally, of what's going on. Because I think if we're really looking for a barometer to try to find our equilibrium, I think it's going to be in the scripture. But, wow, things are so convoluted today. I think even the most literate of biblical scholars could say, I'm a little confused and and I need time to figure this out. And it's scary. It's not enough anymore just to know your Bible. I think you have to be able to study your Bible and be able to apply it. And although we're not strictly a religious show because we cover secular issues as well, too, you do need to know, and I've been very open about this. This is a show that's hosted by a decidedly Christian person. Doesn't mean that we discriminate. Doesn't mean we exclude people because of their belief systems, because I'm also an American. We all have to answer for ourselves at the end of days, and if you're not harming anybody, I try not to judge based on what the Bible tells me about not judging, but my gosh, it's so hard not to judge with some of the perverse immorality going on today. And we're going to get into all that with Doug. First, I need to let you know that we've got three spots. We're going to do all our commercials right at the top of the hour here, our live reads. And it's about food and water, first of all. And we had the water shut off, the water filters. And then a third party intervened. They said, well, Dave, we do have the Alexa Pure Pro water filters in the pipeline, and you can be the exclusive vendor for the nation until they're gone. And that's what I am. I'm the exclusive vendor until they're gone. And when they're gone, they're gone. The Alexa Pure Pro water filter is number one. The research is at the site waterwithdave.com. You can see all that. They haven't raised their prices, but there is a limit. We have five, because if you have to forage for water because of a cyber grid takedown, you're going to need to think about volume of water, and one device won't get it. One device is better than no devices, but you better hope it doesn't get stolen, broken, and you don't have a lot of people that you need to give fresh water to, because you'll be able to scavenge water. Would you be able to scavenge water and serve it safely? Well, not without a good water filter. So go to waterwithdave.com, and I encourage you to make multiple orders while you still can. And as far as I know, they haven't put limitations on that. The other thing I want to talk to you about here is your food situation. Doug Casey said America is going to be starved into submission. I'm paraphrasing what he said, but that's effectively what he meant. And he called the ruling class the Bolsheviks, and I'm shocked. He's never jumped into this territory before. He's just strictly economic advice and analysis and one of the top guys in the world on this. And he called our ruling class the Bolsheviks. And what did the Bolsheviks do? Well, they starved how many millions of Ukrainians to death? I believe that's the fate they have for us. They're going to bend us to their will, and the more you're outside the system, the better you are. So you better get the storable food. And again, our competition, which I wish wouldn't happen, a lot of them are out of business now. We're still humming and producing and delivering on time. No price increases. There is still sales on three of the various types of packages you can get. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com for more information. And then finally, I just closed a deal 2 weeks ago with Noble Gold. And they don't just do gold. They do gold, silver. They do all kinds of variations. They can bulletproof your IRA and your 401k. And this is something you need to look at. If you leave your money in the bank with rising debt and the world running from the reserve currency called the dollar, it's not going to be long. I don't know how long the dollar is going to last, but I know of no economist worth his salt, including Doug Casey, including Robert Kiyosaki, including E.B. Tucker. They're all saying the same thing. The writing's on the wall. So you need to leave money in the bank to operate on a monthly basis, but whatever's in the bank, you need to be prepared to lose it. And Noble Gold can help you have a softer landing and help you get outside the system as much as you can. Of course, once the digital's here, and we're going to talk about that with Doug. Once the digital is here, kind of some of the bets are off. But if you have gold and silver, you can be outside the system to a large extent. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be commercial free for the rest of our time together. But I really hope that you take advantage of these three items. I wished I didn't have to advertise them. but I fear greatly you're going to need to have all three of these items. Doug, welcome to the show, my friend. These are indeed dark days, but as long as we walk with the Lord, we shall not fear anything, right?
So true, so true. Thank you, Dave, for having me back. It's great to be back on Common Sense Show.
Yeah. Well, it's really great to have you back here. You really kind of rocked our world with your analysis of end days and possible calendar projections, and we're going to certainly revisit that at some point in time. But I want to start with the most obvious thing, just to get your take on it from your biblical worldview, and that's the digital currency, the digital ID. The ID has to come before the currency. Everybody says that. In fact, the EU just passed a law yesterday, and it's called the ID Act. It's a combination of internet censorship, and by the way, Obama and Hillary Clinton lobbied the EU for this. I can't believe I was reading this. And the EID Act basically says you have to have an ID to get on the internet. I think that's just the first step for a digital ID for everything. And then, of course, the West is going to embrace digital currency. So let me just throw it back to you and have you run with this from your perspective on how you see this.
Yeah, well, all that is sort of, I think, to be expected, because we are seeing it all play out exactly the way that I've been talking about it, and others like Anthony Patch and people that I follow, their good work. They've been talking about it for a year plus. That's what the Great Reset is about. They're going to bring this digital system in, and lo and behold, all the people that have already taken the bioweapon injections already have the operating system in their body to mate with this quantum computer-driven system that is on the verge of happening, being rolled out anytime, whenever the reset happens. Which, in my opinion, the reset will happen probably following some sort of a nuclear exchange, which I've been talking about for a long time.
Yeah, or a fake nuclear exchange. In other words, I don't put it past this administration to fake a nuclear event to blame Putin to widen the war.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. That is that we are the our government is the kings of false flags. So that would not surprise me one bit.
I would say the Democrats, and add George Bush in there. But the Democrats are well known for this. And when I hear that something bad like chemical or nuclear is going to happen in Ukraine, I don't immediately ascribe it to Putin. And I'm not a Putin supporter. I think he's a thug. He's ex-Russian KGB, ex-Russian mafia that what the KGB grew into after the Soviet Union fell. And he kills reporters who fight against him, and he kills opposition members. So I do not support him. But he's actually closer to helping his people than our leaders are to helping their people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, Russia is sort of a thuggery of sorts, kind of its own mafia. But mm-hmm. I mean, it would almost be better to some degree to have the mafia running things than it would to have the globalists running things, because they want to kill everybody. Whereas the mafia, they're only caring about they care about lining their own pockets and making sure they can stay in power, which is kind of what you're describing with Putin.
You're right about the depopulation goals of the globalists. You know, it's interesting, and I can't really find any scriptural reference for this. I know there's a lot for digital ID, which I know we'll get into as a precursor for Mark of the Beast. But I look at what Putin's doing, gold-based ruble, and then I look at what we're doing, digital. And I'll tell you this, Doug, and I've been very open about this. I've actually been commissioned to do an investigative TV series on foreign investment to non-digital countries. In other words, I'm looking at Belize, I'm looking at Costa Rica, Ecuador, Uruguay, St. Kitts. I don't really want to go into Europe, because I think war will consume the entire continent fairly quickly. But I'm looking at some banks that are reputable, solid, and governments that are emerging and want investment and won't want to bite the hand that feeds them, because the digital will go the way of Trudeau. If you do or say anything we don't like, if you're a Christian or you have a convoy to our capital, we're taking everything you own because you're in the digital system. So I'm looking to not just diversify with gold, silver, Bitcoin, and so forth. I'm looking to diversify some of my holdings in foreign markets because I fear the digital. And back to Putin, his gold-based ruble, all of Latin America is going with him. A lot of people don't know this yet, but Latin America is making definitive moves in that direction. And leading the way is Mexico, because they're going to be the world's leader before much longer in silver. And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, that's a far better economic system than digital. It's not as repressive, and it's based on economic principles at work.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. The Bible does talk about the mark of the beast system, and I think that is what is being, you know, basically unrolled in front of us. Yes. And this digital ID system and the Great Reset and the monetary system going all digital, I think that's going to be rolled out very soon, and they're going to try and get everyone on this system. If you want access to your money, you have to take the mark, which is, in my opinion, it is the, you know, the vaccine. It's the, I guess you'd call it the bioweapon injection, you know, because that's really what it is. It's an operating system, and that's what ties into the blockchain system that ties into the quantum computers that allows you to have access to your funds, to be able to travel, to be able to do anything. So going around that system, you know, if that's possible, then certainly that's the way all of the believers out there who realize that that's what we're, that's the inevitability of where we are now, that's, it's being unrolled. So once you realize that as a believer and you haven't taken the injection, to me, what you're describing would be a really good option for some of us, you know?
Yeah, but the problem is Putin's running it. I mean, that's, that scares me.
Yeah.
See, when I say I support what he's doing economically, people say, oh, you support Putin. No, I don't. But what he's doing promotes much more freedom and less tyranny than a digital system, which really is the Antichrist.
Right.
And that's what really frightens me. So that's why I'm looking into foreign countries. And I realize, and I'm probably going to settle on five. And it's not that I'm a wealthy man, but I'm going to take what I have and probably divide it five ways, as I find countries that don't require huge investments to start a residency move. And like in Ecuador, you can do residency just with a college degree. There's different levels in these countries, as I'm finding. And I know I'm only staying one step ahead of the burning bridge, but I'm kind of counting days until Jesus returns.
Yeah, that makes total sense to me. You know, anything we can do to protect ourselves is what we should do. We should certainly seek out the Lord first and foremost in the scriptures. You know,
well,
he does say that he will causeth all to have a mark. So I think there's like I said before, a certain inevitability about it in some ways, but that doesn't mean we can't have other alternative monetary systems and platforms out there available.
Well, if we run for the hills, you would think we'd have some kind of system in place.
Yeah, God's not going to leave us stranded. He's going to provide for sure. So.
Exactly. And I think God was sending me messages when I was young, and I know this is kind of a reach, but you know, you have this knowing in your heart, and you probably don't know this about me, but on my dad's side of the family, I'm the descendant of Germans who escaped Hitler. And they had two, and they were very intelligent people. They had two distinctive lines in the sand. One was economic and one was political. And I'm following this. I grew up hearing this stuff from my grandmother, my great-grandmother, my great-aunt. I heard all this stuff about, yeah, this is what we did, and this, we sent the money to London when we saw this happening. And I said, well, what was that cause? And they said, well, when they started firing Jewish professors and Jewish bankers, they said, it won't be long till they get around to us. So let's get our money out of the country. And then when they started to actively persecute and burn down businesses and so forth, they said, we're out of here. And so they had these, they had a political line in the sand, and they had an economic line in the sand. And I'm telling you, there's something else going on, too, in America. I think we've started a spiritual line in the sand. Let me just give you one example, and I want you to run with this. In the lockdowns, states like California and other communist-run governors would let the casino stay open, the strip clubs stay open, their own state-run health clubs for their employees to stay open, but churches couldn't meet. And I believe that's really the beginning of the absolute mark of Christian persecution.
Yeah, I totally agree. That, I mean, that's about as flagrant as it gets. You know, you can't as a business be open. You're not relevant. You're not, any sort of business that matters unless you are doing illegal things and, really shady, questionable type things. Then you can stay open and then you can have income. So it makes total sense that they would roll this system out as a persecution to Christians, first and foremost. I totally agree.
Well, Doug, let me share with you what I have found in my investigation, and I get your reaction, but I think this is going to shock you, the second part of this. The first part of this, you can still leave with your money. You can go and have residency in another country, but we're the only country in the world that requires its citizens to pay taxes no matter where you earn money in the world. We're the only ones that do that. So yeah. If you went to St. Kitts, for example, and you had a laundry business, you would have to pay taxes to the federal government as well as to St. Kitts. Mm-hmm. Although there are programs in foreign countries that they want American expats, and they'll actually lower or even eliminate income tax. But that doesn't change the fact we have a corrupt tax system that takes advantage. But here's the biggest thing I found. There are an estimated 50 to 60,000 Americans that have had it with our tax policies and what Biden's doing. And so they have applied to become expatriated. It used to cost nothing. Now on paper, I believe it's either four or $5,000, but that's not the biggest part. The biggest part is they're not processing any of these requests anymore, and they're using COVID. And what I think they're trying to do is, we don't care if you leave, but you're not leaving with your money. We're still going to tax you and extradite you if you don't pay. Were you aware that that was going on?
No, but it doesn't surprise me in the least. I mean, the people running this show in this country are so unbelievably corrupt, and the IRS is a reflection of that. That makes total sense that they would want to keep the money and not really care where you go. I don't think they want you to leave either, but COVID has been the absolute, like, that's been the excuse for everything. You know, COVID is certainly a great deception, in my opinion.
Well, that's a great way to put it. For years I used to write editorials saying, I wouldn't expatriate, I'm going to stay here to fight, this is the hill I'll die on. And now I've changed, and I'm having to justify to people who've known me for years on why I'm changing. But the government is saying, we can control your religion, we can stop you from worshiping. They have also said we can stop you from becoming an ex-citizen. And we can do anything we want with your money in the country once the digital system arrives. To me, they're telling me that they're our enemy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't support us.
The social credit score. I mean, that's what's coming. China's perfected it, and they're trying to roll it out here.
Well, it's not China, I think. I know China has it. It's Google. Google gave it to China.
Right.
And now it's coming here. So really, Google is at the heart of all of it.
Yeah, but they want to roll it out here, kind of, is my point. And that might be part of the Great Reset. You know, you say things that are unapproved, then you don't get access to your money. They're just going to shut things off. That's where it seems to be headed.
That's why I'm telling people to get out of the banks. But once you're in a digital system, you can probably trade and barter, and you can use your gold and silver.
Yeah.
But outside that, you still got to walk into a store and make a purchase, and then you're back in the system.
Yeah, that's true. You know, unless there are some store owners, shopkeepers here and there who are Christian run, who won't have anything to do with the system and growing their own food or whatever and then taking it and selling it. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting how it unfolds for sure.
But those people will be treated as the modern day cocaine dealers.
Yeah, they will. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, they'll be DEA strike forces against. I can hear it now. They're the food hoarders, keeping food from you and your family. But we're here to protect you, and we're stopping them from selling food.
Mm-hmm. Never mind that if you've taken the Mark of the Beast, you can go to Kroger and shop all you want, except for empty shelves, I guess.
isn't that the case? Okay, well, those are some of my current events concerns that come up. What lights your fire here in terms of outside of what we just talked about?
Well, last time you and I spoke on this show was about almost exactly 11 months ago. And since then, you know, I've been kind of watching, seeing how things play out. I've made a few videos since then as well on my different channels. And One of the things that I wanted to bring up to you is that last time we talked, I was really looking forward to see, not forward with anticipation, but just to see what happened in September last year, because I really believe that would be the beginning of the final 7 years, that the Great Tribulation, the final 7 years, you can call it Daniel's 70th week, that all started in September. And I still believe that. However, I've changed in my opinion in one thing. When I discovered something in September last year, when I was looking and trying to figure out, okay, why didn't we see a peace plan? Why didn't we see the Antichrist unveiled? Why didn't we see those things happen? And so in my research, what I found out was that the peace treaty that we're all looking for as Christians, sort of the beginning of the final 7 years, will not happen. It's a total deception. And so even though I believe personally that September last year started the final 7 years, there won't be a peace treaty, quote unquote, to begin the final 7 years. In my opinion, I think it was La Palma, which was God's show, the palm. It means the palm. It was God's fireworks show that started the final 7 years, even though it didn't kill millions of people, well, luckily. La Palma, to me, was the thing that really opened my eyes and made me realize, hey, this is God trying to get our attention to let us know this is where the final 7 years start. There is no peace treaty. And when I realized that Jesus's own ministry is not 3.5 years, but instead is 70 weeks. So the scripture that talks about the peace treaty, everyone has interpreted as Daniel 9:27, has been misinterpreted by certain translations of the Bible to be talking about the Antichrist and the peace treaty, when in fact Daniel 9:27 was talking about Jesus Christ himself, not the Antichrist, and his 62-week ministry leading up to the Holy Week, the final week where he's crucified. And then from there, there's another 7 weeks where he's then raised from the dead, and then does the whatever he does there in the last few weeks of his ministry here on earth before the ascension. So you have 62 plus 1 is 63 plus 7 is 70. So that's wow. 70 weeks. And Daniel 9:27 is actually talking about Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for us, not the Antichrist and the peace treaty. So that's the huge news that I wanted to bring to you, because I don't think we've talked about that.
Overwhelming.
Yeah. So when I realize that, I'm still like, okay, if La Palma is it means the palm, and it started, the eruption started on a Sunday, which is just like Palm Sunday. And so if you look at the final Holy Week, the final week of Jesus' life, where he sheds his blood for us, where he is crucified and dies, then the triumphal entry, which is basically Palm Sunday is what we call it, the triumphal entry into Jerusalem is the final week of the first 62 that I'm talking about. The first 62 weeks of his ministry goes from his baptism till Palm Sunday, triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And then that next week is the final week of his life. That's the week where he dies for us. But Daniel 9:27, by some translations of the Bible, has been misinterpreted to be talking about the Antichrist and a peace treaty, when it was Jesus and his sacrifice. And so to me, that was a huge thing. So you know, back to La Palma, I don't want to get off subject here, but basically that it started on Sunday, September 19th, and that is a sort of a foreshadowing, I guess, of the triumphal entry of Jesus coming into Jerusalem on preparing for his final week. And see, if you look at Daniel 9:27 and what's talked about as far as Daniel's 70th week, that's the final 70, the final 7 years. Daniel's 70th week is the final 7 years of the 490-year judgment of God the Father that he imposed on Israel for its sin. So, in other words, just to sort of backtrack, Israel has paid a 483-year debt so far. There's 7 years left in that debt. So 490-year judgment total, there's still 7 years left of that. And that, I believe, is what started this last September, September 2021, leading us up to September 2028, when I personally believe Jesus will return. And we've talked about that at length before.
Wow. Okay, let's back up. This is so important. And you did it so rapid fire. I'm so impressed here. Your command of the events is admirable. But let's go back. Starting point, La Palma. Let's work our way forward one more time and just kind of lay it out so people can say, okay, I can really get it now.
Okay. Yeah, La Palma, which we all know started in September and ran through December last year. We were all kind of watching to see what would happen. You know, would the huge chunk of the island slide off into the Atlantic and basically cause a tsunami that would wipe out the East Coast? That's what kind of everyone I know was watching to see what was going to happen. And it kind of like it sputtered out after, I guess it was in mid-December when it finally stopped. So La Palma, to me, signifies Palm Sunday because it means the palm. And it started, the eruption started on a Sunday, just like Palm Sunday, when Jesus did his triumphal entry into Jerusalem right before he's crucified. So, yeah, so what I'm saying is that Daniel's 70th week, which is the final 7 years of the 490-year judgment that God imposed on Israel for its sin, that final 7 years, because we've been on pause for a long time, the 483 years had been paid really up to the point where Jesus is born, and then he does his ministry on earth. And then now we've been 2,000 years since Jesus' ascension. So what I'm saying is that that number, that 483 years that Israel has paid for its sin, has been on pause for those 2,000 years, and now that has resumed again. The final 7 years that Israel still has to pay for its sin began in September of 2021, and that leads us right up to the time when Jesus returns, which would be September 2028. So I don't know if that makes sense, but that's
it makes perfect sense. It's just so hard to get your mind wrapped around this.
It is.
And I'm not saying I don't agree with you. I think logically you've really laid it out nicely, but my goodness gracious here, let me ask you this. How do you balance what you're saying with the notion from the Bible that we don't know the hour or the day of his return?
Yeah, that's something that we've touched on before.
Yes.
And I've addressed that in multiple videos. And no man knows the day or the hour is usually the first thing out of a Christian's mouth, which I totally understand. And, you know, I do personally think that, you know, it was a misdirection of sorts to allow the term no man knows the day or the hour to mean to most people that we couldn't possibly know. But instead of no man knows the day or the hour, meaning we can't know, what if it just means it's the name of the Feast of Trumpets? It's the name of the festival. It used to be called No Man Knows the Day or the Hour because they didn't know when the Feast of Trumpets would start. They had to go by the sighting of the sliver of the moon in Jerusalem, right? So it was called No Man Knows the Day or the Hour, but it was actually the Feast of Trumpets. So there's been a misinterpretation of what No Man Knows the Day or the Hour means. It doesn't mean we can't know, in my opinion. It means that's the name of the festival, the Feast of Trumpets. So
yeah. Okay.
To answer your question, that explains the best way I know how.
I've heard you say this before, but you know, we get new listeners all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially now that we've expanded to podcasts, so people are hearing this for the first time, and I want them to be able to track this because I think they need to know the seriousness of the hour. There's another idea that I want to run by you that we've never fully discussed yet. And it was the notion that when I look at the Bible, I see three world governments. I see what we're going into now and a lot of precursors for what I think is coming next, which is the, the final days. And then, of course, the third world government will be Jesus when he returns. Mm-hmm. How do you view what's going on now? Is this separate and apart from what we'll see when we get the countdown to Armageddon?
Armageddon is a battle. It doesn't mean the end of the world. Armageddon is a battle. Jesus returns for the Battle of Armageddon. Harmageddon is what it's called. And that is Jesus's battle, his armies the hosts of heaven and the angel, the angelic realm, their battle against Satan and his crew. You know, that's the Battle of Armageddon. So as far as the different world governments go, I mean, it's the book of Revelation talks about the beast from the sea and the beast from the land. So the beast from the sea, in my opinion, is the world government. It's the beast system. Whereas the beast from the land is probably more referring to the actual Antichrist, the person who will assume that role. Now, as far as what you're describing, there will be a one world government, I'm convinced. And, you know, the Bible talks about the one world government and then the one world religion, the one world monetary system. And I think we're on the precipice of that now, as far as all that being rolled out. So is that kind of answer?
Well, yeah, this may put it to you a different way. There are some people that think we're in this first attempt at world government right now, and mm-hmm. that it'll quickly de-evolve into a war that will lead to, the war that'll be stopped, of course, but a reformation, and then, of course, the Antichrist world government. Mm-hmm. Are you in agreement with that?
Like this is a precursor to the final world government, and yes. We're not going to be quite there yet. Well, I'm just looking at the way things are unrolling. Remember, I started this video series back in – the first video I published was in March of 2019, and I was saying then, watch, for September 2021. You know, again, based on the projects that I've worked on, 2028end.com was a really good project. It really opened my eyes. And working backwards from there, what I did was I took – okay, if Jesus is going to return in September of 2028, let's say that's true, I'm going to apply this to this Revelation timeline that I was already very familiar with. And then I worked backwards from there and then extrapolated the different numbers. To me, it's like there is no precursor. There will be a world government, and we're on the verge of that now. I don't think there's a precursor to a world government. I don't think that that's supported biblically necessarily. I think there will be an unfolding of the world government. And, you know, that's what Klaus Schwab, that's what the Great Reset's about, the World Economic Forum. They want to bring us a world government. And to me, the one world religion, just to take it a step further, I don't think it's a religion. People talk about Chrislam and all these other things. I don't think so. I think the one world religion is the Green Deal, you know, as far as the climate. And they're going to start doing climate lockdowns. You know, the whole lockdown things with the lockdowns with COVID had to do with just getting us sort of used to being locked down. What if they start locking us down over the climate and saying, well, you can't drive your car for this day every week or whatever, just to, you know, just further imposing their will on the world. And to me, that world government, even though it will be fairly short-lived, is what we're on the verge of seeing unfold now.
Well, I think you're right on the money, because the purpose of the New Green Deal is to control all energy, because if you control all energy, you control an industrialized society. You control the people within it.
Yeah.
And I think you're right on the money with that. It's just a mechanism for control. I'm wondering, will this be the economic, political basis for control of the New World Order, you know, the Antichrist when he comes to power? I would suspect it would be.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe so. I believe it would. Yeah, absolutely. And see, so just to take it a little step further, this is sort of how I'm envisioning things happening, and I would love to be wrong. So if you have anything you want to inject here, feel free to. But the way I'm sort of seeing it play out is, I was saying back, you know, a year ago when we talked, I mentioned Zelensky then and was talking about Ukraine. Yes. And Russia then, and I think you were too. And so it's taken from – when we talked, I guess it was probably around March or so last year, 2021, until finally February this year when the Russian invasion of Ukraine happened. And so it's taken this long for that to unfold, but I do think that that will be a stepping stone to World War III, and eventually we will see some sort of nuclear exchange. Whether it's real or fake, I don't know. Whether it's a false flag, I don't know. My guess is it will be real, and real people will die. And so that will then take us to the Great Reset and the world governments, and they'll say, well, we could never allow this sort of thing to ever happen again, therefore we have to institute this world government and take away all your rights, and we have to we have this digital monetary system all ready to go. We're just going to flip the switch on that. And, oh, it just so happens that if you've been injected with this bioweapon, you can already plug into it. Gee, I wonder how that happened. You know, and then you have the one world government with the one world monetary system, and then the one world religion. If that's related to the climate, that's already part of this global system they're trying to build, the whole climate green thing like we were talking about. So to me, it's sort of that's kind of how it would unfold. And then, yeah, the Antichrist, whoever he is, which I've done videos on, who I believe may be that person, then he will be some sort of leader in that system. So, yeah, exactly.
Wow. This is right upon us, too. If you were to go with your timeline and look at Ukraine, do you believe Ukraine is the impetus for all of this to unfold?
Yeah, it certainly is an excuse. I mean, it's been their money laundering system, money through the American system, laundering money through the Ukraine for a long time. Just ask Biden and Obama. I mean, that's really what it was all about. And I think it isn't an impetus for that. It's an excuse. I don't know that the nuclear exchange that we see when that happens, I don't know that it will be in Ukraine. I guess it could be. But I'm personally expecting it to be New York City and or potentially Damascus, because Syria and now Israel is involved apparently. They're sending troops now into Ukraine, and the whole Middle East thing is a tinderbox, as you know, and it could go up at any moment too. As far as between Israel and Syria, and we could see Damascus become a ruinous heap, just like the Bible talks about. We haven't seen that yet, luckily, but I mean, I guess that's entirely possible. And I also think that and I've done videos on this. I think that New York City is the actual Babylon, the city of Babylon, in Revelation 18. And I know people would disagree with me on that, but I've done a lot of research and done videos on that, and I think that New York City will probably most likely be hit with something like that. It could be tactical, it could be more conventional, I don't know. But I think that is the, you know, when it talks about the Bible talks about the head wound, the mortal head wound. I don't think that that's a person. I used to think, okay, that's probably the Antichrist and he comes back to life. But now I think that could be one of the heads that gets the mortal wound, I think, is the United States. If you take out New York City, that's the financial hub, that would be a mortal wound to this country. It wouldn't kill everyone in this country, but it could take the country out as far as a financial system goes. So then if you bring in the Great Reset, then all of a sudden this system, oh look, we're all back up and running again because of the Great Reset, and we don't need New York to be the financial hub of America anymore. I don't know, that's just some thoughts that I've had on that.
No, I'm hearing everything you're saying, and it parallels to some degree the Deagle Report. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, we've talked about that before, and yeah, unfortunately, it fits right in there with the timeline, 2025, and that's when all their projections supposedly were going to happen, when the population of the U.S. is down to, what, 80 million or 100 million or something, whatever it was.
I think it was, I just wrote this the other day, I think it's 69 million. And at the time the projections were written, we were at 316. Now, with Biden's border policies, who knows what we are now. But, there was a huge reduction. You know, the U.K. Mm-hmm. suffers a similar reduction, but it's interesting, China and Russia do not.
Yeah. They stay the same or move up in population. I think there are certain places in the world that move
up.
And
our GDP goes to about like 10 or 12% of what it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same with our military. So it sounds like a widespread nuclear attack to me.
Mm-hmm. And it may be.
Or EMP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If they crash the financial system, then it's almost the same result. You know, they're going to build back better, which if you look at the three B's of build back better, it's looks like a six, and a six in my opinion. But build back better, the whole Great Reset thing will most likely address what you're talking about as far as the financial implosion on a global scale. So I don't know if there's going to be nuclear weapons that go off around the country or if it will be limited. I personally think it will be limited, but I just don't know. I mean, we can't possibly know all those details. It's the type of thing we can extrapolate and try and guess what's going to happen. But anytime we do that, we're usually wrong. So, you know, it may be not as bad as we think, but it could be far worse. We just don't know.
What's on your radar coming up here? I mean, what are you really looking at to say, okay, this serves to support my timeline?
Well, I'm watching to see if New York does, in fact, get hit. I had done a posting and made a video or two on what the apparently was talked about by a diplomat in New York City talking about who Russia's true enemy is. You know who Russia's true enemy is? They think that the true enemy of Russia is at Liberty and Maiden. And if you look at Liberty and Maiden in New York City on a Google map, you'll find that that's where the Federal Reserve Bank of New York is located, 44 Maiden Lane in Manhattan. And if you dig a little further, you'll also find out that there is a 90-ton vault door at this bank, five stories down below below street level. And behind that 90-ton vault door is 500,000 gold bars, which is approximately about a fourth, about 25% of the world's gold bullion. So if that were to get hit with a nuke and totally destroyed and basically become unusable, then would not that increase the value of gold throughout the rest of the world, including Putin's gold? Seems like it would. So that's kind of what I'm watching. And going back to Revelation 18, if New York City is indeed the Babylon, the city being spoken about there, that would make a lot of sense to me that they could potentially hit New York City with a nuke with the idea of doing away with that quarter of the world's gold that's stored there under the street level. That would increase their gold. It goes back to the movie, you know, the Bond film, Goldfinger. That's the whole idea of Goldfinger. You remember, Goldfinger didn't want to steal the gold from Fort Knox. He wanted to nuke the gold in Fort Knox so that his gold would increase in value. And to me, that's I'm kind of watching to see, okay, is this what Putin's going to do? Because or whoever, if some nuke goes off in New York and destroys the gold supply of this country at least, or at least part of it. I think that would increase his gold supply too. So I don't know. That's just one of the things on my radar you were asking about.
Wow. This is spinning towards that direction very quickly. You made quite an impression on me last year when you were on the show. And like I said, we've picked up a whole new audience here. And I think this is something that they need to hear. If we back up, we've already gone into 2021 and the 7 years to 2028. When, if you were to look at your timeline, when would you predict that the really bad times will begin?
Well, I think, you know, going back to September, I think that that was the start of us not really knowing when things could just unfold at a hugely rapid rate at this point. We just don't know. And as far as when things will really start, I think we're already there. And so it's like the Bible talks about, you know, a thief in the night. And I do think that some of these things will be kind of like a sneak attack in a way. It'll be like it will totally blindside most of the world when some of these things happen, whether it's a nuke going off or whatever it might be. You know, the American public seems to be completely ignorant of what's actually happening in Ukraine and how close we are teetering on the verge of some sort of nuclear event happening. And, you know, I know you're talking about it and others, but most of the none of the mainstream media is talking about it. And most of alt media is talking about other things, like, you know, important things like what's happening with the vax and all of that. That's all important. But as far as, you know, how things play out from here, I think that we're in a no man's land situation. I think if it's the final 7 years, we could be looking at things like Steve's film Cascadia, something like that playing out. It could be that. It could be.
Let's not skip over that, because a lot of people will say, "What's that?" I know what it is. Yeah. The seismic hot zone off the coast of Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the great earthquake. That would be, the Book of Revelation, chapter 6, talks about the sixth seal being opened, and with that, it's talking about a great earthquake. I mean, to me, that could be Cascadia. It's a really good film. If you've not seen it before, I would highly recommend it. Steve Quayle's really good movie. That could be something that plays out. I do think, watching what happens with New York City is a huge one for me right now, because I personally, like I said, believe that that's the city in Revelation 18. If the city was looking for a job, and a job description were filled out, the city of New York is the only city that would meet the job description that's filled out in Revelation 18. If you read Revelation 18 and you start checking off the boxes, it's New York, New York, New York, New York, and it's like, to me, that seems like an obvious thing. So if we're indeed in the final 7 years, and the Book of Revelation chapter 18, that hasn't happened yet. So that's something to keep an eye out for sure.
Have you noticed, too, that the globalist dates for everything, like with Deagle, the die-off in America is by 2025, and then with their implementation of carbon neutral and all that nonsense, 2030. How does that compare to your timeline?
Well, as far as the depopulation, unfortunately, it fits right in there, because the timeline, as I present it, shows the final 7 years beginning in September 2021, with just before the Antichrist reign, before he would assume power, essentially, at the halfway point in the final 7 years. So for the final 3.5 years, he has power basically to do almost anything he wants, because he's indwelt with the spirit of Satan at that point. So right before that is when the four Euphrates-based demons lead an army of 200 million strong to kill a third of humanity. And that's, on my timeline, that's happening at precisely right around 2024, 25. So to me, that makes a lot of sense, unfortunately, as far as the Deagle report goes and what it talks about as far as depopulation by 2025.
I want to do another secular comparison, if that's okay. I see the world lining up, and Ukraine is reflective of this, of gold-backed currencies, where, like I said, Latin America is going to be going in with Russia to gold back. It's like a revival of the BRICS nations on a bigger scale. And then opposite that would be the so-called Western ex-democracies, and they're digital. And you have these two competing money systems. Have you looked at that in these alliances in terms of potential opponents in a world war?
No, not really. Just because I'm trying to look at things from a biblical standpoint and watch for certain signs. And to me, it's pointing. It's 100% obvious that we are in the end time. So that's really what I'm focused on. As far as some of those details, it's really hard to know. It's like you can guess, but chances are you're going to guess wrong. So I don't really even try on those kind of things, just because to me, it's the world government that's talked about in the Bible, the world government, the one world religion, the one world monetary system. At some point, we're going to see some version of those things. So that's kind of what I'm watching for, I guess, more the big picture.
Here's another view that gets thrown at me a lot. Oh, Hodges, you're such an alarmist. Yes, we could go into the end days, but if we mind our P's and Q's and have a reformation, a revival in America, God will push off the end days to a later generation and we won't have to go through it. How would you respond to that viewpoint that I hear?
Well, they don't know Scripture very well, because it talks about, again, talking about Daniel's 70th week. There is still a debt of what Israel owes God, because God has imposed this 490-year judgment on Israel, and there's still a debt of 7 years. So if you're saying push it off until another set of 7 years later on, I think that has already been happening. I think we've already seen that. That's what the 4 years of Trump was. Pushing it further and further back. I mean, God knows the beginning. He knows the end from the beginning, right? He's the Alpha and the Omega. So nothing is going to unfold that will surprise God. He knows exactly how things will play out. And, if he wants to put things off, obviously that's God's prerogative. He can do anything he wants to do. But I do think that Scripture is written in a way for us to understand the times that we are in. And Jesus talked about what the end times would look like, and they sure look a lot like what we're seeing now. So if that's true, then you could say, well, you must not really believe Jesus if you are seeing all these things that he described happen, and then you're going to say, oh, we're not in the end times?
Yeah, I hear what
so
you're
that
saying.
That doesn't make sense.
See, I've told people I think that's wishful thinking based on your fear.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay, knowing that that's probably the case, and I would agree with that view, what would you advise these people that they should be doing rather than engaging in fantasy wishing?
Well, first and foremost, the only real answer here is Jesus. So to give your life to Jesus, to make sure that you are right with God, first and foremost, and then all of the other things, like all the little details as far as having gold and having people around you who will support your, you know, staying out of the beast system and so forth. All that stuff will be God's will, and it will all unfold in a way that will be perfect for whatever it is you need. Like, he will not leave you stranded. So to me, the first thing is to get right with God.
Is there anything to indicate how the Lord will allow people the ability to stay outside the beast system?
You know, it's talking about in the Bible, it mentions how we will do greater things than he.
Mm-hmm, yes. Like
maybe
when he walked on water and...
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that doesn't mean us literally walking on water. Maybe it just means that we will be able to, in those times, if it comes down to it, and we need to make sure that people coming to knock on our door, if they are coming to knock on our door to give us an injection or something, that the people doing the knocking happen to walk by your door and just ignore it. And then somehow, you know, you disappear in a way that you're not seen by the authorities. Maybe it's those types of things where, you know, you look at it as a human and think, oh, that's a coincidence. They forgot to knock on my door, so I'm okay. But instead it was just, you know, us doing greater things, meaning that we're calling on God and asking for God to intervene on our behalf. And he changes the way things happen, the way they unfold in a way that helps us to be able to stay alive or to do whatever we need to do to persevere.
You see, Doug, that makes a lot of sense to me because when Jesus turned water into wine, we walk on water, and he said something like, this you can do more than I. Sorry,
yeah.
Messing up the words here, but you know my meaning here. But
yep.
I think this fits perfectly into what you're saying. So there's almost a divine protection that will come over his flock.
Exactly.
And this
well
is,
put. Yeah, I think that's exactly what it would be.
Yeah,
you know, and
too.
we're only going to live as long as we are destined to live. Whenever we are done with our life, then we will have to lay it down, whenever that is. But only God knows whenever that is. So,
yeah,
I mean, I think divine protection is what we should certainly be asking for in these times, because we are in some uncharted territory for sure.
You know, a lot of people will say to me, and I'm not sure how to ever answer that without sounding terribly arrogant, but Dave, you seem to be left alone by the powers that be, knock on wood, right? But and to some degree, I have to agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's a message to me that I need to keep on doing what I'm doing. And this is why I have what might amount to some protection. Some people have used that to accuse me of being a collaborator with the globalists and so forth. And I'll tell you, if that's the case, they're not paying me well enough.
Yeah, no kidding. Controlled opposition, that's their favorite word.
Well, we do have them. Listen, I'm not going to say it here, but...
No,
there are people that some household names that I think fit that bill.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
I'm just
but
telling
it's
you,
funny. It gets thrown around a lot, is what I'm saying.
Exactly. Well, we got about a minute left, and I wanted to leave this time for you to tell people how to follow your good work, because this has been fascinating. I wanted to do an update, and you exceeded my expectations. So, tell people how they can follow you to find out more.
Well, thanks. Well, if you're interested in my series, Take It to the Lord in Prayer, that's the website, takeittothelordinprayer.com. That takes you to my YouTube channel, which still exists. I haven't gotten banned completely off of YouTube. But I do have other platforms. I'm on other platforms, Rumble, BitChute, Brighteon, those other really good video platforms like that. And I, just look me up at Diamond Disc, and it's D-I-A-M-O-N-D, Diamond, and then I-S-C at the end. That's my business name, my company name. Okay. So Diamond Disc is where I'm at on Rumble, BitChute, and Brighteon. And back on the 1st of November last year, I started doing a live Diamond Report news podcast about once a week or every 7 to 10 days usually. And so I'm doing a live broadcast several times a month now as well, and talking about what's happening currently in the news and how that might apply to these videos that I've made as far as the Revelation timeline unfolding.
Okay. And how do people find that? Because we're out of time.
That's on the same channels, Rumble, BitChute, and Brighteon.
Okay, so you play that's your platform.
Yep.
All right, Doug, you've really done just a wonderful job, and I want to thank you. And let's hope we've had some people question the world and say, I need to find out more about Jesus. So thanks so much for coming on, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Take
care. Same to you, and talk soon.
Bye-bye.